Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord again on tonight. Yes, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. And tonight is Saturday night, September the 30th, 2017. I am your host and executive director, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. I will be bringing the word on tonight, so I'm asking all listeners, if you will please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can follow along with me as we go through the word of God on tonight. But as we always do, we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all listeners if you will go into prayer with me at this time. Dear God, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come again. Heavenly Father, thanking you for who you are on this another day that you have made. Heavenly Father, we thank you because of who you are. We thank you because you're worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace, your mercy toward each one of us on tonight. We know that we are not worthy of it. We don't deserve it, but we are so grateful for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us in the name of Jesus. And I pray and ask Heavenly Father that you will forgive me personally of all of my sins and transgressions, and not only me, but my entire family, from the oldest to the youngest on both sides of my family. Lord, forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our prayers and your word will not be hindered on tonight. I pray, Lord, and ask that you are moved by your spirit, Heavenly Father, over the airways on tonight toward each listener. whether by telephone or by way of the internet. Move by your spirit, Lord. I pray, Lord, that they will be able to receive your word on tonight in love, that you will be glorified. Heavenly Father, I pray and lift up all those that are maybe tuning in on tonight who are not saved in your Son Jesus Christ's name, who do not have a personal relationship with your Son Jesus Christ on tonight. It is our prayer and my heart's desire that something will be said on tonight, that they would surrender and yield their lives and hearts and minds over to Jesus Christ and open their own mouth and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them from their sins, so that they will be saved from their sins and they will come to know their God purpose. And after knowing it, they will walk in it, they will live in it, and they will fulfill their God purpose in the earth. Is our prayer for your glory in Jesus' name on tonight. Heavenly Father, I come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can, Heavenly Father, for you know where the sick and afflicted are. We don't have to send you anywhere because you're everywhere at the same time. That's how awesome you are. So we know that you are still a healer. We're standing on your word by faith, Heavenly Father, that we are healed in Jesus' name, no matter what it looks like or how it feels. So we just thank you in advance for the healing right now of your people all over the land in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that are bereaved. We know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So that we know that you are the comforter. And I know personally, Lord, from experience, that you are a comforter. So those that are in the hour of bereavement at this time all over the land, Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, that you would let them feel your presence. Let them feel your love. Let them feel that you are near them, that you're holding them dear, and that they are loved by you even while they're going through the hour of bereavement. And let them know that they are to always put their trust and faith in you, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through. You are worthy to be praised. So as I pray on tonight, Heavenly Father, that you will move by your spirit on tonight. Help me to decrease so that you may increase in me. I just thank you for this worldwide platform, Heavenly Father. I know it's not about me, but it's about you. It's about your Son, Jesus Christ. It's about souls being saved, that you will be glorified through it all. So I pray, Lord, that you would just move by your spirit over the airways on tonight. Have your way. Continue to bless each listener. And I pray, Lord, that you would just move by your spirit in their lives and that they will be able to fulfill their God purpose in the earth for your glory. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, we do have another spiritual food for thought for tonight. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us letting us know that the Lord God, Jesus Christ himself, tells us in his word, and you can find this in St. John chapter 10, verse number 9. Jesus tells us, he lets us know that I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he shall be saved. So that's what the word of God lets us know. And that's what it's all about, having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, with God, our Heavenly Father, our Creator. That's his desire. That's what he wants from each one of us. He wants a personal relationship with all of us. So tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, I am the door, and this is Jesus speaking. If anyone enters by me, he shall be saved. Again, that's found in St. John, the King James Version of the Bible, St. John chapter 10. Verse number 9, I read the A clause of that. Well, I do not have any announcements on tonight, but I'm asking all listeners, if you would please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels, and then once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. But again, I will be bringing the word on tonight, and I do pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can follow along with me as we look into God's word on tonight, that we will all be blessed by God's word on tonight, that God will be glorified through the word on tonight is our prayer. So right now, before I go into the word on tonight, I am going to be doing another gospel hymn, one of my favorites. And I'm sure that those of you that are listening that love gospel hymns, you would really enjoy this hymn as well. It's titled, Love Lifted Me. And what love are we talking about? We're talking about the love of God, Jesus' love. He loved us so much that he died for us and paid our sin debt with his own blood. So I thank God that he still loves us in spite of ourselves. He don't love our sin, but he loves us. So I thank God that the love of Jesus Christ lifted me, and it's still lifting me, and it's you, and he's lifting you as well. So enjoy this musical selection, and following the musical selection, I will come back, and we will get into God's word on tonight. Mm-hmm. Tonight, aren't you glad the love of Jesus Christ still lifts today? The love of Jesus Christ lifted me, and I know that he lifted you as well. Well, on tonight, again, I will be bringing the word. On tonight, I do pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can follow along with me as we go into God's word. Well, my message title for tonight is, Why Do Christians Trust God and His Word? Again, tonight's Bible lesson is titled, Why Do Christians Trust God and His Word? In my main scripture, you can find that. And again, I hope you have your Bibles ready. Or you can go to the book of St. Matthew. I'm going to start off with the book of St. Matthew, King James Version of the Bible. If you would turn to the 6th chapter of St. Matthew, we're going to start at the 24th verse. And we're going to conclude with the last verse in the 6th chapter of St. Matthew, starting with verse number 24. Again, I hope you have your Bibles and pens ready so you can take notes and follow along with me as we go and look into God's word on tonight and be blessed by his word. Starting at verse number 24. Verse number 24 says, No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what shall ye eat, or what shall ye drink, nor yet for your body, what shall you put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Verse number 26 says, Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Verse number 29 says, and yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God do clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Verse number 31, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or whether shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Verse number 33 says to us, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That's a promise from God. The final verse, 34, says, take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So that's our main scripture for tonight's Bible lesson. Again, the title of the tonight's Bible lesson and topic is, why do Christians trust God and his word? First and foremost, I would like you all to know, and I know that I am not the only one. I know that other listeners and those that are saved in Jesus' name do recall, we know that God has a perfect track record. He is not fickle like man. He cannot lie, he cannot fail, and he cannot change. And personally, as I look back over my life, and I remember all the times God was there, each time that my mother prayed, I remember all the times I could see her, even in my mind's eye right now, the times that she would be praying as a little boy, I would hear her praying and did not understand what she was doing. But as I got older and grew, it was growing and still growing in the Lord, now I truly understand what prayer is all about. So I heard my mother praying, and I know she had a personal relationship with God. And then to God, then once he came through for her and her and our family, I realized that prayer is effective and prayer do work. So that is one of the reasons. That is one of the reasons why Christians trust God in his word through prayer. And before we go any further, we need to let you know that for those of you that may not be aware, faith is the key. Faith in God is the main key to why Christians trust God and his word. It all boils down to faith and trusting God. Our hope and our trust is in God. And then we love him because he first loved us. I am sure many of you listeners that are saved in Jesus' name on tonight, you truly can say the same, that Christians must also trust God and his word based upon what Jesus' disciples said of him. Jesus Christ's disciples, they tells us in the word of God, these are the men that Jesus picked to walk with him and that they would be with him. And they were his disciples. They became fishers of men, winning souls to Jesus Christ. And so that's what they said. And so they're letting us know, based upon what Jesus Christ's disciples themselves said of him, talking about Jesus, and witnessed him. They saw him do these miracles in the flesh. They saw him heal the sick bodies. They saw him restore blinded eyes and restore those that was deaf and had stopped up ears. They witnessed him unstop deaf ears. They witnessed him as he was being crucified. They witnessed him how he did not say a mumbling word, even though he was the Son of God, even though he had no sin. Even though he came down with a purpose that was to shed his own blood to save mankind from our own selves and from our sins and restore us back to God, our Heavenly Father and Creator, while he was yet in the flesh, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, our perfect example, is the reason why we should trust God in his word. Even Jesus Christ, while he was in the flesh, he had to trust God and his word, that God promised him that he would, if he would come down and he would save man's soul through the shedding of his blood, that he would raise him from the dead after 3 days of being dead in the earth. God promised his son, Jesus Christ, that he would raise him from the dead, and he did exactly what he said he would do. It all goes back down to at the beginning of the message. God has a perfect track record. He does exactly what he says he's going to do. We can trust God in his word because of his Holy Spirit that lives in each one of us. And we declare and proclaim that he is who he says he is. Again, we as Christians, we trust God in his word because of his Holy Spirit that lives in us. And his Holy Spirit declares and promises us that God is who he says he is. And that's why we can trust God and we can trust his word, that he is who he say he is. We also believe that the report of the Lord, that our Heavenly Father is our creator. So if you have your Bibles open, if you would look into the book of Isaiah, if you turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 53, we're going to look at verse number 1. Again, in the book of Isaiah, the King James Version of the Bible, Isaiah chapter 53, verse 1, it is asking a question to all of us. Who has believed our message, and to whom has arm of the Lord been revealed or seen? I'm paraphrasing. Again, Isaiah chapter 53, verse 1, asks this question to all of us. Who has believed our message, to whom has arm been revealed or seen? Christians, we also believe that God, and we trust his word. Why? Because as we look at this vast world and this universe, we see the connection between God and mankind. We also know that God is immutable. Why? Again, I'm asking this question. Why is God immutable? He is the only one that is able to do and make something out of nothing. Again, God is the only one that has ever been or ever will be able to do and make something out of nothing. As Christians, we know and we realize that in God, in him, in God, by him, all life exists and continue to exist to this present day and age, in which we as mankind still enjoy even today. We as Christians, we do not put our faith in scientists, biologists, or astrologists, because it is in God that we live, we move, and we have our very being. So it's all right to have knowledge of regarding the scientists and biologists and astrologists, you know, because they are very helpful to mankind. I'm not putting them down because they are necessary. They are needed. God has placed in the minds of mankind. That's why we do have scientists and we have biologists and astrologists, because God wanted to reveal some things through them to us, his people. And so they play a very vital and important role in mankind and also in history. So we as Christians, even though we know that these different people exist, we know that it is in God, not the scientists, not the biologists or the astrologists. It is not in them that we live, move, and have our being, but it's in God, God himself, our creator, our Heavenly Father, for those that are saved in Jesus' name. It is in God that we live, we move, and have our very being. And no man, I thank God, that no man on earth can take credit for that but God himself. I thank God that he is not like man. Christians today, we believe God in his word based upon Psalms, the 8th chapter, verses 3 through 5. So if you have your Bibles, please turn to the book of Psalms while I'm turning to it as well. Again, the book of Psalms, chapter 8. We're going to take a look at verse number 3, starting at verse number 3 through 5. Again, I'm coming from the King James Version of the Bible. I do pray that you are following along with me as we look into the Word of God and realize and know why Christians trust God and his word. Again, we're going to look at Psalms chapter 8. We're looking at starting at verse number 3 through 5. Again, this is coming from the King James Version of the Bible. And it says in verse number 3, "When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him?" That's a question. "And the son of man that thou visitest him. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels and hast crowned him with glory and honor." Aren't you glad that God knows us by name? He knows each one of us. And God himself, he is the one who created man. There's nothing in the universe, there's nothing in history that can prove that mankind has come out of from apes and gorillas. That is a lie straight from hell. God himself created man. It was God the Father, God the Son, Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit together. He said, "Let us make man." And that's who made man. God himself, our Heavenly Father and our Creator, he made man after his own image and likeness. So I thank God for the word on tonight, knowing that our Heavenly Father is the one who created us. It is not because of the biologist, the astrologist, or the scientist. It's all because of God. That's why we put our faith and our trust and hope in God. That's why we trust God and his word. Again, God himself, he is the one who created each one of us. No scientist had no part of this at all. I don't care how they try to twist things and try to make you think that mankind had something to do with this, or we came, or we was evolved from apes and gorillas. That is not true. That is a lie from the pit of hell. So I just thank God for who he is on tonight. That's why I personally love him. That's why I believe God, I trust God and his word on tonight. And I am not the only one. I know that there are many listeners on tonight who feel the same way as I do. And as Christians, we believe God and his word because he is infinite. He is self-sufficient, which means he do not need anyone or anything. I'm going to say that again. We as Christians, we believe God and his word because he is infinite. He is self-sufficient, which means he do not need anyone or anything. He is divine in every way. He's holy and righteous at all times. He is, again, I stress, and I'm so grateful that he is not like man. He changes not. He cannot fail or lie. We also, as Christians, we believe God and we trust his word because God is always faithful, and he is faithful to keep his promise because God is love. He is self-sustaining. He is the only one who exists by his own power. Now, what man do you know on earth exists by his own power? I can tell you right now, none, zero, none. Again, I re-stress this again because it is so important that we know that as Christians, we believe God and his word because he is always, and I stress that, he is always, always faithful. And he's faithful to keep his promise. He still watches over his word, even today, perform it in the lives of his saints, that he would be glorified through each one of us. And we love God and we believe God in his word because we know that God, he is faithful. He keeps his promises. And we know that God is love. He is self-sustaining. Again, he is the only one who exists by his own power. We as Christians, we trust God and his word because we believe his word, and his word lets us know that our hope of eternal life is promised to all believers of his son Jesus Christ. Again, we trust God and his word because we believe his word. His word lets us know without a doubt that our hope of eternal life is promised to all believers who believe in his son, Jesus Christ, who have opened their mouth and confessed the Lord Jesus Christ and have accepted him as their personal Lord and Savior and are saved in his name. So we stand on our hope of eternal life in that promise to every believer that calls on the name of Jesus Christ and who are saved in his name on tonight. We trust God and his word, because we know that our risen Lord and Savior and our soon coming King is our promise. We know that he left from our glory to come down to earth in the form of flesh to pay our sin debt with his own blood. But we know that he was promised, he was told by God that he would raise him up from the dead 3 days after he was crucified, after paying our sin debt with his own blood, that God would raise him from the dead. And God did just what he said he was going to do. That's why we believe God's word, and we believe and trust God, because, again, God is faithful. We know that God has risen his son, Jesus Christ, from the dead, because he, once he rose up from the dead and we accepted Jesus Christ, then we became alive again in Jesus Christ. So those of us that are saved in his name, aren't you glad to know that because of Jesus Christ, his love for us, and the shedding of his own precious blood for our sinfulness and our sins, that he came down from glory and paid our sin debt with his own blood. And so I thank God, and that is one of the reasons, and I have so many reasons, and I know that the listeners, you have so many other reasons also as to why we trust in God and why we trust in his word. It is so important. And see, I'm so glad that God is not like man. God searches the heart. He knows who are really trusting him. He knows who's really leaning and depending on him. We know that we can do nothing without God, and we know that we are nothing without God, and we know that with God, all things are possible. So that's why we trust God, and we trust in his word on tonight. And it's my prayer that for those of you that are not saved in Jesus' name on tonight, that you would come to know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior and become saved in his name on tonight, so that you too will know without a doubt that you trust in God and that you trust in his word without a shadow of a doubt. Nobody have to tell you anything. You have a personal relationship. You have a personal experience with him. And that's what God wants from us. He's one of us. He wants us to have a personal relationship with him. As we look in the book of Titus, we're going to take a look in the book of Titus. Again, the King James Version of the Bible. In the book of Titus, I do pray that you have your Bible still open. We're going to look at Titus chapter number 1 and verse number 2. Again, that's Titus verse number 1 and verse number 2. Chapter number 1, I'm sorry, and verse number 2. And verse number 2 tells us, In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. See, it goes right back to what we just said. See, God cannot lie. God tells us in his word, and he lets us know that he is a faithful God, and he keeps his promises. He cannot lie. He cannot change. He cannot fail. And our hope of eternal life is in Christ Jesus. And I am so grateful for that on tonight, knowing that my hope and my eternal life is in Jesus Christ. We as Christians today, we believe God and his word because he is unlimited. He has unlimited power as well. Again, God is unlimited and he has unlimited power. We know that the enemy, he do have power, but he has limited power. The God we serve, the God that we trust, and the God that we believe in, the God that we believe in his word, we trust God because he lets us know that he have all power in his hands. He sits high and he looks low. He knows the hair, every strand of hair that's on each one of our heads. He knows every grain of sand that's on the seashores around the whole world. And it's a big, vast world. And the God we serve, he is so awesome. And he is so mighty, he is so holy and righteous that there is none like him in all the earth. He knows every strand of hair on each one of our heads. He knows each one of our DNAs. He searches each one of our hearts. Again, he's not like man. He knows who is for real. He knows who really loves him, who loves him, and who are trying to be doers of his word without hidden motives or agendas. And that's what I love about God. Again, he is not like man. See, man only sees the outside, and he judges us by what he sees. But God searches the heart. And so that's what I love about God. He really sees deep down on the inside. He really knows for sure without a shadow of a doubt. If we are truly being doers of his word, if we truly love him, or if we just playing games, And so I do pray that you who are listening on tonight, if you love Jesus Christ, if you love God and his word, that you are being a doer of his word on tonight, so that we as believers in Jesus Christ and we trust in his word and we believe in God and his word on tonight is because we are witnesses that he is the only one who gives us true peace and joy. Again, we as Christians, we believe God and we trust his word because we are witnesses. I know that I am personally a witness, and I know that your listeners who are saved in Jesus' name on tonight, you are a witness too, that God is the only one who can give us true peace and joy in the midst of life's sorrow and in the midst of life's storms, so that we are to always put our hope, our faith, and our trust in Jesus Christ. And that, again, it goes right back to the beginning of the lesson. All this ties into faith. Faith in who? Faith in God. Faith in God, again, is the key. So the Word of God tells us without faith, it is impossible to please God. And that we who are being pleasers of God, we must be doers of his word, so that when we not only be doers of his word, we can continually stand on his word. We can continue to believe his word and trust his word, because God is who he says he is, and he's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. We know that God is our protection from danger seen and unseen. That is another reason why we trust God in his word. He lets us know that he is our divine protection. He sends his Holy Spirit, and he sends his Holy Spirit to watch over us and to protect us. He covers us in the blood of Jesus Christ. I thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ on tonight, that it still works, and his blood will never lose its power. I thank God for Jesus Christ on tonight. I thank God for the word. Jesus Christ is the living word. So I thank God for the word on tonight. I thank God that we have the word written down, and well, we can actually take the book and hold it in our hands and read it for ourselves and have a divine connection with our Heavenly Father, our Creator. So that is another reason why I trust God and his word, because I can read the word for myself and be taught through the Holy Spirit as I read the word and get understanding of the word. And that's what the word tells us. Out of all of thy getting, get understanding. And so the Lord wants us to know that we are to get in his word. And he also tells us in his word that how can we hear without the preacher? And then he turns around and says, how can the preacher preach unless God sends him? So that's why I love the word of God on tonight. I love the word of God on tonight. I know that you listeners who are saved in Jesus Christ's name on tonight, you love the word too. So I thank God for the word of God on tonight. I thank God for God himself on tonight. So as we continue with this lesson on tonight, why do Christians trust God and his word? We're going to go to the beginning of the Bible in the book of Genesis. If you have your Bibles open, turn to the book of Genesis chapter 2. We're going to look at verse number 7 and 8. Again, Genesis chapter 2, verse number 7 and 8. Out of the King James Version of the Bible. Verse number 7 says, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Verse number 8 says, and the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. So I thank God for he knew us before we was even formed in our mother's womb. He even knew us before he even scooped us up out of the dust. And before he even formed man out of the dust of the earth, he already knew us. He knew you. He knew me. He already knew who was going to be born, who was going to be here, and what each one of our purposes are. So I thank God for him, for knowing that who I am and knowing that I belong to him, and that you as a listener that are saved in Jesus Christ's name on tonight, that you belong to God. I thank God for who he is, and that's why I personally can say I trust God. And that's why as a Christian, I trust God and his word on tonight. So as we continue on with this lesson, I'm going to ask that you would turn to the 1 Corinthians. We're going to look at 1 Corinthians, if you have your Bibles over chapter number 1 in the book of 1 Corinthians. As I turn to 1 Corinthians myself, I hope you're turning to it as well as we get ready to wrap up this Bible lesson for tonight. I do hope and pray that someone has been being blessed by this word, or has been blessed by the word on tonight, because we know that the word of God is not going to go out void. It's going to accomplish everything that God set out for it to do. And so I am just grateful to be one of those that God has chosen, used to be one of his vessels, ambassadors, and servants on tonight. So, and I thank God for you, the listeners, who are being doers of God's word on tonight. Continue to stand on the wall. Continue to fulfill your God purpose. Continue to trust God and his word on tonight. So as we have gotten to the 1 Corinthians, and I pray that you have arrived there as well, we're going to take a look at chapter again, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. We're going to look at verses 27 through 29. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 27 through 29. I do pray that you have your Bibles and you are there with me. Verse number 27 says unto us, if I'm not mistaken, I think I have the right chapter here. Verse 27 says unto us, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Verse number 28 says unto us, And base things of the world, and things which are despised, has God chosen ye, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. So I thank God that he is letting us know that he is going to do just exactly what he says to do, that he is going to do. Again, he is faithful. He is the only one that keeps his word. See, again, it goes back to what we were talking about at the beginning. Mankind, we are fickle, even me sometimes. We can say that we can make a promise to somebody that we're going to do something 1 minute, and the next minute we have totally seemed like we have gotten amnesia and forgot exactly what we said we was going to do. But God is not like that. I am so glad, again, that God is not like man. God does exactly what he says he's going to do. He is faithful. He still watches over his word to perform it in the lives of his saints. So if you are a saint of God on tonight, if you are a doer of God's word, continue to trust God, continue to trust his word, continue to be a doer of God's word. And I thank God for those that are truly being doers of God's word without hidden motives or agendas, because we have so much of that going on now, even starting from the head of the church in the different denominations. Not all churches, not all denominations. I must clarify that right now. This is not speaking evil of all churches or denominations. I am not even speaking of evil of anyone, but what I'm saying is that some denominations and some pastors, they have gotten so far away from God and have gotten so far away from God's word, and they are so afraid to stand on God's word and teach God's word, and they are so afraid to talk about sin because they are so afraid they're going to lose members, and they're going to lose monies, they're going to lose reputation, and they're going to lose the lifestyle that they are familiar with. And so I am so glad that God is not like man. So that's why I thank God that he searches each one of our hearts. He knows who is for real, who's not. He knows who really loves him, and he knows also who really love those that are lost in sin, that are trying to compel them to come to know Jesus Christ before it's too late. So I thank God that he knows who are being true doers of his word. I just thank God for who he is. I thank God again for his word on tonight. I thank God for who he is. I thank God for his awesomeness, his greatness. He is the great I am. There is none like him in all the earth. It all boils down to God is not like man. God, again, has a perfect track record. He can be trusted. Can we say the same about us on tonight? Even myself, I'm not exempt. God is not like man. God can be trusted. He will do just what he says he's going to do. So I just pray on tonight that someone has been blessed on tonight so that you would know that it's very important to trust God and his word. So when you, in order to trust God in his word, you must get into God's word. And if you're not in a church, if you're saved, you need to get under God's word. You need to get and find a church. Ask the Lord, pray sincerely from your heart, and ask the Lord to lead you to a church that is still standing on the word of God, who's preaching Jesus Christ's birth, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. And then once you get into a church and the Lord will lead and guide you to where he wants you to be, then you get in that church and you get in under that pastor, under the word, that what they're teaching the word of God, and they're not afraid to talk about sin. They're standing on holy boldness, declaring the word of God, and so they don't have hidden motives or agendas. That's where you want to be, in that type of atmosphere, in that type of Christian setting, where you are actually receiving the word, where you are actually growing after receiving the word, after you're being transformed by the renewing of your mind after hearing the word of God. So that's why God wants us to know that after we hear the word of God, that we must trust God and his word, because his word is true. Again, because God is love. God loves every one of us. He do not like sin. He do not like it or love it. He loves the sinner, but he do not love sin. So I just thank God on tonight that I trust God and I trust his word, and it's my desire and prayer that God would allow me to continue to trust his word all the way to the end, until I hear him call my name and say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." So that's my prayer for you as well, those that are saved in Jesus' name on tonight, that you would continue to trust God and his word, continue to be a faithful doer of God's word and not just a hearer only. So that's our message for tonight. Again, I do pray that someone has been blessed by this message on tonight. I pray that someone has been helped, and that you would, if you have been lacking or slacking in trusting in God and his word, that you would be more, drawn even closer to God and also in his word, so that you will have a better and closer relationship and fellowship with him, because that's what God's desire is to have a personal relationship with each one of us who are saved in his son Jesus' name on tonight. That's what God wants. And then while we know that we are saved in Jesus' name and have a personal relationship with his son Jesus Christ, then when we know that we are trusting God in his word, then we will be more compelled to be about our Heavenly Father's business. And how we do that, and that is going out into the hedges and the highways, on our jobs, in our neighborhoods, in our families, in our communities, where we know that people are not saved. We see the alcoholics, the prostitutes, the drug addicts, the homosexuals, everything that we see that is not of God. That is why we, when we trust God in his word, we can have stand on holy boldness, and he will lead us to people, and he will give us the right words to say them at the right time through his word and through his Holy Spirit. So don't try to go out there and try to lead someone to Christ without the Lord leading you and without the word of God. If you try to go out there on your own, you will get beaten up by Satan. Satan uses people, because believe it or not, some people who are not saved in God's name, in Jesus' name on tonight, some of them know the word. So that's why we have to be careful that we know the word, because Satan knows the word as well. So some people that we think are not saved, they may not be saved, but a lot of them, they are not saved, but they know God's word. Satan himself knew God's word. And so that's why he ended up out of heaven, because he tried to be more like God. He wanted to take God's place and position. So he got beside himself, and God had to do something about it, and God did exactly what he did. He kicked him right out of heaven, and not only him, but some of his angels that was thinking just like him. So as Christians on today, I do pray that you trust God and continue to trust God. If you trust God with your infinite mind and limited power, I'm praying that you pray to God that he will help you through the aid of the Holy Spirit, that you will be able to trust him even more, that you will be able to trust his word even more. And that way, after knowing God and trusting him and his word even more, that you will be even more of a doer of his word and not just a hearer only. So again, I pray that someone has been blessed and helped by this word on tonight, is my prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to be blessed of the Lord on tonight. So that's our word on tonight. I pray for you, my listeners. I love you. I thank God for each one of you, and I pray and ask that you will continue to pass the word on in your churches, in your neighborhoods, in your communities, on your jobs, even to your enemies. Let them know about this radio broadcast, this ministry. This is a worldwide ministry, and I thank God for it. We are on every Thursday night and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. And again, you are now in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? And again, I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. So I would like for you all to please pass the word on so we can get more listeners, because we know that the word is true and God is being glorified through the word. And so that's what it's all about, that God will be glorified through the word and that souls will be saved through the word of God, and that people will be able to put their trust in God and in his word. That is our prayer for tonight. And I pray that again that you was blessed on tonight. So that's our word. And I just pray that on tomorrow that the Lord will move by his spirit through every door all over the land that's going to be open in Jesus' name, that God will move by his spirit and that he will anoint each vessel that's going to bring forth his word on tomorrow, that they will stand in holy boldness and declare his word to the saving of many souls, that backsliders will come back to the fold, that those that are saved in Jesus' name, that are being doers of his word without hidden motives or agendas, will be built up, strengthened, and edified through the word on tomorrow, that God will be glorified through it all, is our prayer. So as we get ready to close out tonight's program, I'm asking all listeners if you will close out in prayer with me. Dear God, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to say thank you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, again for who you are. We thank you for your word, Heavenly Father. We thank you that your word is true because you have a perfect track record. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you cannot fail, you cannot lie, nor change. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are not like man. You do just what you said you're going to do. You still watch over your word to perform it in the lives of your saints even today. So for this, we are grateful in Jesus' name on tonight. Heavenly Father, we continue to lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. And we also lift up all those that are bereaved. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to comfort and strengthen those that are suffering the loss of loved ones on tonight. We know that you know where they are because, again, you are everywhere at the same time. We don't have to send you anywhere because you're already there. So we ask that you would let them feel your presence, let them feel your love. And I lift up Brother Jeremy Harris on tonight and the loss of his sister, that they are now raising her children after she murdered her boyfriend and then turned around and committed suicide. And so we're lifting up that family, Brother Jeremy Harris and his entire family, that they will continue to stand on their faith, that they have their hope and their faith is in you. So not only that family, but we know that there's a lot of devastation going on in the world, a lot of hate, evil, envy, and jealousy. And we know that, Heavenly Father, that these things are not of you. They are of the devil. And we know that the enemy still comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But through the blood of Jesus Christ, and we thank you, Jesus, that your blood still works and you have all power in your hands. We thank you that you have all power. Even though we know that the enemy has power, he has limited power. And we know and we trust your word on tonight, Heavenly Father. We trust you and we thank God that you are such an awesome God. And we know that there is none like you in all the earth. You're worthy to be praised at all times, no matter what we're going through, no matter what we hear, no matter what we see or what it looks like. We thank God for those that are saved in Jesus' name on tonight. We thank God that we belong to you and that we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ and we are the seeds of Abraham because we trust you, Lord, and we believe and we trust in your word on tonight. So we just thank you for the word on tonight. We just pray, Lord, that you continue to cover us in the blood of Jesus, continue to move by your spirit, and all those that are being doers of your word on tonight, that we will continue to be doers of your word, that we will continue to stay on the wall and continue to let you lead us through your Holy Spirit and that as our steps are being ordered by your word. So we just pray, Lord, that you will continue to use us individually and then as a corporate body of believers all over the land, that you will be glorified through it all is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God that touch and agree with this prayer said amen. Well, that's our word for tonight. Again, I pray and hope that you was blessed by the word, and I would like to give a shout-out before I close out tonight's program. I'd like to give a great shout-out to my bishop and pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings, the bishop and pastor of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church in Detroit, Michigan, where I am a member. And I also like to give a shout-out to my Greater Shield of Faith Baptist, Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church family, and also to my immediate family all over the land that tunes in to this broadcast, to this ministry. I thank God for my entire family. So I thank God that he is still covering us, and he still has his angels that have charge over each one of our lives, not only in my family, but your family as well, to the listeners. So we thank God for you on tonight. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Until next Thursday, continue to be blessed of the Lord is my prayer for you on tonight. Well, until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Child.